The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Gulf Coast Windows for energy savings, security, and quality replacement windows.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
And in a way, we do continue on with Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Just getting up and getting ready and getting the coffee. Well, the coffee's done. I already drank my one cup. Everything in life is I have one of this and one of that. I'm finally my grandmother. Everything in moderation is fine, but don't abuse it, okay? Well, by the time you get to 60, you go, that's some pretty good advice. Too bad I didn't wait till I did it in 40s instead of 60s. Anyway, and it's all good. Call me today and we will talk, because this is a call-in talk show about your home. Believe it or not, your home is pretty important to you. It's one of the biggest investments you have. It is a bank account. At the same time, it's your sanctuary. So it's a very special thing in your life. There's nothing else in this world that is more important than a house. Because when you go home, it's more than a house. It's a home, right? I know the old saying is, and I kind of live this life, my life right now like this, home is where you hang your hat. But you want to hang it somewhere where you feel comfortable, where you feel safe, where you feel secure, where you want to be. And that is a home that is in good working order. At least that's, I think so. And I think my listeners think so too. And if you're one of my listeners and you're listening now, you probably will agree. So if you have a project coming up this weekend or this week, now I know it's Thanksgiving. I know, and the weather is beautiful. I just got back to Houston yesterday, and I am enjoying it. I feel like I've been here for a month now, and I've been here about 24 hours, actually, from when we're starting right now. I got home yesterday at about 9:30. As far as that goes, it's wonderful. It's a great place to be. I like walking around my house. I'm doing a show for my house, my main house, not the places that I hang my hat when I'm out doing my other jobs. I do many jobs. I wear many hats, actually. Always across the state of Texas. Texas is my home. Houston is my nucleus. So I like to say it that way, too, because this is where I always spin around. This is the place that I have spent the last 35 years. In fact, I've got children coming home for Thanksgiving. And where do they come? We all come to Houston. We all come back to the house where it all started, the house where it all kind of grew out of total chaos into four individual families. That are across, one across this state, one in New Mexico, one in California, and one in Denver, Colorado. Those are where my children all live and work. And I've got my California connection coming back on, he's coming Thursday morning, actually Thursday afternoon. He's flying in and staying through the weekend and bringing home a new girlfriend that I am going to have to meet and see if I approve. My kids are very old-fashioned that way. I find that very odd, actually. I live in more of an old world school than a new world school, but I guess, you know, whatever it is, I don't tell anybody what to do, and I don't want to be told what to do. Except here on the show, I'm told to do the show, and I like it. So it works both ways. But back to your house. This is a place where you do all the things I kind of just said I'm going to be doing mine too. You have a nucleus. So let's take care of it. And the whole point of this whole conversation, plus getting everything rolling here, is the fact that you have extra days maybe to do a project around your home. Maybe next weekend. You got 4 days off, maybe? I don't know. I work with a school system down in Brownsville right now. I've last about 2.5 years now, I've been working with them down and putting together this training program and training our new generation of workforce people that are going out. This year, I plan to put 1,000 new workers, trained workers, out on the street. We're brand new. Next year, I don't know how many years I'll be there because, you know, I'm a startup guy. Once it starts up, I get bored. And once it starts running and smooth and everybody's in place, that's when I say goodbye. It's just my nature. I get bored easily. The only thing I've stayed a long time here, because it's always something new, is doing the radio show. And that has been my the reason I can do these other things, quite frankly. So all of you, I thank you very much for helping me train today's workforce when it comes to welders and plumbers and pipe fitters and diesel mechanics and things of that nature. I'm not the instructor I put the programs together and the curriculum and train the teachers and bring in the NCCER and bring in the AWS and do all that stuff. But as far as that goes, you've got, you know, with a school, I get the whole week off, actually. And you might have some time off. So let's plan a project together. And we can start today, and I'll be back on the air tomorrow, or next weekend too, and tomorrow from 7 to 9. So we have a lot of time to have a conversation at the beginning, during, and after, in case you run into some trouble between now and the end of this week, which will be next weekend. All right, call me, 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711, and we will talk today about your home improvements. That's 281. I'm writing it down while I say this because Chad didn't write it anywhere, and I just don't want to get it wrong. 496. I luckily remembered it. I think my Prevagen kicked in today. 5711. There. I got it on paper now, or if I have to. If I'm in deep in thought about your project, I'll be able to remember the phone number. And we have open lines. And we have all our producers in today. Danny is off on the road, but he still had his time to put in and did the show. He did a great job. I heard Matt a few minutes ago buying his onions again. I hope they don't get rained out like Hurricane Harvey year, or I think it was, when he lost all his onions. So it was always a pleasure listening to Matt. He's a wonderful gentleman and a big fan of all the things we do here at Home Show Radio, Garden Pro Radio, and on Sports Radio 610. All right, something you might be thinking about because it is colder. How many of you feel more uncomfortable with the colder weather than you do literally with the hot weather? Because with the hot weather, we got air conditioning. In Houston, you know, where some people have a little air conditioner in a bedroom where they, you know, during the summertime when you live in other parts of the country. But in Houston, we central air condition our home. We have 5 tons, 7 tons, 9 tons of air conditioning. We want it to be 60 degrees. If your air conditioning system's put in and working right, we can have it at 65 degrees, 68 degrees, 67 degrees, 72 degrees, 76 degrees. You get to choose. But in the wintertime, we all get a little uncomfortable. Do we turn the heat on? The heat's too strong because we all have too much heat, right? There's too much heat going on. And so the house is, we have cold rooms, and we really notice it when it's cold out. And this is when everybody says to themselves, I got to do something about this. I can't sit over there. I feel a draft. I feel the air flowing through my windows onto my neck. And as you get older, you'll have sweaters and bathrobes and big slippers. I do. Because I lived up north, I know what it takes. But people get uncomfortable. And the big culprit is the window. So let's start with the windows. Now, wind is not coming through. And I hear this from other talk show hosts, and they use it as a sales and gimmick and technique, and they don't really understand. But what truly happens is a draft does get created in a home with very poorly insulated windows. And if you have a lot of windows, and that's the trend today, is to have more than just one little tiny window like they did back in the 50s and early 60s, we have a lot of windows. And so what happens is you know that hot air rises. We're going back to third grade physics class. And when the hot air rises, cold air drops. So that creates air movement inside the home next to the windows. And I want you to think of it as a conveyor belt, because all that heat that you're trying to, that little bit of heat or all that heat you're putting in your home, depending how cold it is out, it's just being sucked right through the glass to the outside. Heat transfers in many different ways. I'm not going to spend the time on that because I'm going to run out of time on this, but it's all about window replacement. A well-insulated window will avoid that air movement that causes that draft and that heat loss, which is the main culprit for the draft to even begin. And the best people to call are Gulf Coast Windows. There, I just gave you a little class on windows and air movement inside a house. But yes, the air is moving and you are uncomfortable. Isn't that the bottom line? In the summertime, you love the air moving. That's why you put ceiling fans on. In the wintertime, it's uncomfortable. Gulf Coast Windows can help you feel much more comfortable. And in wintertime, even though it's beautiful out, at nighttime, some of you get a little uncomfortable. You notice the difference. It's something that bothers you. You think you're spending tons and tons of money on energy, and you really aren't, but you're uncomfortable. Isn't it more important? We go back to the beginning of the show when I said your home is your sanctuary. It's where you should feel the best, most comfortable, the most safe. And when it comes to safety, new windows from Gulf Coast, security, right up there with insulation qualities, and then Of course, you want to come home to a beautiful home, and the beauty is there with new windows, and you have a great choice of many windows to choose from. Gulf Coast Windows. Go see Jim Fiume, the founder, and all of his people that he has hired to make sure you get the best quality replacement window company in town, and you can give him a call at 713-849-5454 for Gulf Coast Windows.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
Home Exterior Systems. Hardy Elite Preferred Siding Pros you can trust. Concrete Raising Corporation. Save your sidewalk, save your driveway, save your money. Due West Foundation Repair. When you want the best, call Due West.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show Pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, call me, 281-496-5711. Let's get to the calls. You guys are really generous and just dialed that phone, so I want to get to you and get you on your way and doing your stuff. Let's talk to James. James, you're on Home Show Radio. Hello, James.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you?
I am fine, sir.
Yes, I got two questions to ask you. Out in front of my house, between the sidewalk and the street, which is like a, four-foot width there, I've got three massive 65-foot pine trees.
Wow.
I'm thinking about taking them down. I planted them 25 years ago, and hurricanes are probably is what's scaring me the most. If one of them does come down, it's going to get the house.
Yes, sir. I'd take them down. Absolutely.
How deep are those roots? I know when the ground gets saturated, the trees can't support themselves, especially with high winds. Are those roots very deep,
you know,
on the pines?
That's a really good question. Pines don't come down like that. The hardwoods do, like oaks, where you see them tip over,
right,
and you see the root system,
right,
sticking up in the,
mm-hmm,
air. You saw a lot about that up in New York not too long ago with the tornado. Pine trees have what's known as a taproot that goes way down into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens with a pine tree is they don't fall over, they snap. And when they snap, it comes down really hard, and it really causes some major problems, not only with hurricanes, but in ice storms and cold weather, too. They get very brittle. That's what scares me about pine trees, so I take them all down. If they can fall from, let's say, a third of the way or a quarter of the way up from the ground, that's where they're going to snap, because they get real top-heavy the bigger they get. And they'll just snap about, you know, not far from the ground, and they come down hard. So it's not the roots that you worry about, except when you take them down, they will grind the root down so you can put grass and stuff on top and, or whatever you want to do. But it's not a big root system that spreads laterally. It goes down deep.
Okay, so that's, I guess, probably the reason why my sidewalks, I've got some low, like knot roots up against the sidewalk where I edge.
Right.
But it hadn't destroyed the sidewalk yet.
No, because it's going down. It's like, I relate it in the construction business, like those stilts underneath the homes in Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
For every foot and a half, every foot you go up in the air, you got to go down a foot and a half into the sand. So it's like that. It's just this long, deep taproot. It's just, they get top heavy and they snap, especially when people, they get so big, they don't cut them and prune them and take all those heavy limbs
off. These here are just gotten out of control. These things, I think, are touching the clouds.
And if they start dropping a lot of pine cones, you know what that means? They know they're coming to the end of their life, and they're ready to make little babies because they're coming down. They're dying. Yeah, it's a sign of better get rid of the dang thing if you don't keep it clean.
Well, I read somewhere that them things can live several hundred years, maybe up
they
in the forest.
It depends what type of pine tree. I don't think the ones here in the Houston area.
I don't know if you know anything about a slash pine, but
I don't either. But I'm sure there's varieties that will. But the ones I know here in the Houston area in the forest, they come down. You find them laying in across the forest all the time.
Right. Okay. Let me ask you this: I've got a really super nice crepe myrtle in my front yard because our yard is just small. So you think I'd have put some crepe myrtle bushes out front to replace those?
That's up to you. I'm not going to design your landscaping, or do you need anything at all? But when trees get out of hand, I'm more of the home guy, and I know when trees get out of hand, it becomes really expensive to get rid of them, and I tell people that it's better to take a tree down and plant another one, whatever you want, and you can go to the nurseries, you can talk to people, you can see what you want to do. I have a crepe myrtle in my house. I like it a lot. But some people don't like them. But the fact of the matter is I know to take them down. I know your house has to be protected, and you can plant lots of stuff, so you decide what you want.
Right. Okay, well, thank you. Another, the next question is,
sir,
I'm putting a kitchen, outdoor kitchen on my patio. It's going to be equipped with the garbage disposal sinks, small hot water heater underneath there, you know, all that. I have a 2-inch drain that goes to my main sewer line to the 4-inch that feeds the, you know, does the whole house.
Right.
Well, that 2-inch drain accept a garbage disposal.
Yes.
To the 4.
Yes. That's exactly how it's done in the house. That's how it's done in the house.
Before it ties into the 4.
Yeah. As long as it's a 2-inch is fine, even an inch and a half. That's how a house is plumbed. Yeah, with a garbage disposal, not a big deal. If you told me you had a toilet, the toilets are the ones that take the bigger, for obvious reasons. But yeah, you're no problem with a 2-inch. Just make sure you have your fall right and it's all connected and you don't have any 90s that are going to clog. Remember, you got to do sweeps and stuff. Make it so it flows right. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that, Tom.
You're good. Yes, sir.
Thank you, bud. Thank you.
You bet. All right, call me, 281-496-5711. Let's take another caller, and then we'll take a break and then continue with the calls. And we do have some open lines. Let's talk to Dwight. Dwight, you're on Home Show Radio.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I had a question about the cost-benefit of putting in a whole house water purification system. What is the range of cost for... You know, my home, and it's a small home, 1,700 square feet, and I do want good water throughout the house. And then is there a way of looking at how does that add not only to the quality of the water, but the value of the home?
Well, the value of the home is nothing, so you're not going to get your money back on it. So I just want to make that clear. You don't usually get money back on home improvements. That's just something that isn't true. People won't look at buy your home over another home just because it has a water treatment system. So don't go down that route. But here's the problem with whole house water treatments, and they're being sold a lot, and I really get a little put back sometimes because I hear how they're being pushed to the public as that you can get good quality drinking water throughout your house at any faucet, and that's just not true. It's impossible because what happens is it'll treat the water there at the house, but once it goes back into the pipe system, the water heating system and all that, it just recontaminates. So what you're doing is you're filtering it for no reason because you don't get a benefit as your body or anything out of it. And your house doesn't even benefit from it, your pipes and your equipment, because that only benefits from water softening. It doesn't benefit from water filtering. It's a whole different operation.
I would use
point of use. If you're concerned about water you're drinking, I can't stress enough the term point of use. You've got to filter it right where you're drinking it so it doesn't recontaminate in any galvanized pipes, copper pipes, PVC pipes, water heaters, faucets that get really grody from dissimilar metals in the faucets. It just recontaminates in a different way maybe, but it still recontaminates.
Okay, so point of use, that's really important. I appreciate the advice. And what's the is there a recommended type or product, and what would be the range of cost?
Okay, for a point of use unit, and you can get things as simple like for shower heads as simple as charcoal, which I put on shower heads, and that's a point of use, but it's not for drinking. It's for getting the chlorine out so you're not breathing the chlorine gases. But as far as that goes, when it comes to drinking, the most commonsensical one, as opposed to distillery, which gets to be a real maintenance problem, is a reverse osmosis because the maintenance is so low to almost zero. Not quite zero, but almost zero. So an RO is always the way to go. Even the big filter companies that make water and stuff, it's all RO systems. And you can get one put under a kitchen sink for anywhere from $500 to $1,500, depending which ones you want and how they fit and how much their capacities run, you know, because you waste water. What it does, it puts it through a membrane, and it'll dump a gallon for, or I'll just give you an average, a gallon for every 2 gallons you get of clean water. It will take a gallon of sludge and send it back to where it came from, or you can put out in your garden if you want to.
But that's the whole idea, is you get rid of the – you don't filter it in a filter, but you get rid of the sludge and send it back to the people that gave it to you.
Okay. Well, that was very helpful. Thank you, Tom.
You're very welcome. And, of course, the best conditioning systems you can have for a house – everything is different. Cooling towers are different. Commercial, industrial areas are different. When I had a house in Lake Placid, I had sediment. A whole house sediment filter is really important to keep the crud out, because it came from Lake Placid, actually, is where the water came from. And it would take it out of the lake, and it had sand and grit in there, and it would tear up your faucets and everything. So I had to have a big sediment filter, which it didn't make it drinking the quality that I would like. It helped. If that's all you had, it would be something. It's like running it through an old sock, you know. It's going to work and take some stuff out. And you have to constantly clean that filter, or I had to replace it. I had the replacement filters. It was a big canister that went on the house. But it depends exactly what you're going to do. And for a house in Houston, and it's not, no other way, no magnets, no anything has come up with anything that's going to make it any different. Because you have to take the water before it goes through any kind of piping system and put it through. And in a reverse osmosis, you'll have a clean little plastic tube and a little holding tank, which is clean, and it never has anything but clean in it. And it has its own little spigot, and that's what you put in your body. That's what you drink with, your coffee, your tea, whatever the case may be. And boil my potatoes in it, or pasta. I don't want to contaminate my food with anything of heavy metals, pharmaceuticals, fertilizer-type products. All that stuff gets in the water, and then the pipes have their own weird stuff in them. Pipes will contaminate water. It's just the bottom line. And if you don't believe me, just take a 12-inch piece of copper pipe or galvanized pipe or even old PVC that's been in your house and look on the inside of it, and then use it as a straw with everything you drink. Your body's going to say through your eyes, I can't do that. I can't drink out of this thing. But yet that's what you're doing, even though you filtered the water, you know, 100, 200, 300, 400 feet of pipe away. It's still going through all that pipe again. It's still going. Have you seen the inside of a tanked water heater? It is disgusting. You would never take a filtered water, put it back into a tank, and then take it out and say it's clean. It's not. It just recontaminates. So the best filtering system is two things. You have a reverse osmosis where you want to ingest the water, which would be drinking in the kitchen. You can put a couple in the home. You can even run the tubes, the plastic tubes, to several areas in your kitchen. You'd run it to your ice maker, your refrigerator. You run it at your kitchen sink for heavier duty stuff when you want to take a gallon or two. I made my coffee with it this morning. I've even put one in master bathrooms where people like to get up in the middle of the night and they do want to have drinkable water, and they're very particular about what they drink. And so you can put them in different areas, but it's point of use. Now, for your house, because you want to keep your pipes from corroding, you want to keep your equipment from corroding, you want to keep that corrosion off your glass doors and your showers and your tub surrounds, then you get into water conditioning systems, and it's the only way to do it. And unfortunately, everybody hates it, but it's the only way to condition water and soften it and take that hardness out is through a salt system. So you want to get the best salt system you can, and one that uses very little. The Kinetico line of equipment I'd like you to look at. That's what I have, and that's what I use, and that's what I recommend to my friends, my family, and, of course, to you here on the radio, too. And it's I've never been more impressed with a system. They have a great RO, but you can get ROs of different kinds if you want. Theirs is just simple, and I like the way it's all compact and fits very nice under your kitchen. And you can even get a chiller unit to go with your RO, so the water that goes through a filtered chiller system will actually chill the water, and you can have cold water come out if you want. So you have different options. You can even actually introduce minerals and things that are beneficial to some people's bodies who have health issues with their equipment also. It's very simple. You just have to buy different cartridges that go in there. It's quite impressive, actually. And they don't use any electricity, so it's always working day, night, whatever. As long as you have water pressure going through, the conditioner knows when to recharge itself. The filter knows what it needs to take out, and it's going to do what it needs to do. You do have a couple of post-filter and a pre-filter you change about once a year for a typical family. Very simple to do. It's not a big deal. But as far as that goes, that's the best system for a home today. So we'll leave it at that. We've got some callers holding, some open lines. Call me 281-496-5711. And by the way, I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell you, if you want to get that Kinetico system or at least talk to them about it, and you're going through your research, don't forget to call and talk to the people at Aquatex here in town. They can help explain a lot of this to you, come out and show you stuff, and then you decide what you want to do. Everybody's going to make the right decisions for themselves, but I do get a little irritated when I do see commercials of all kinds from air conditioning systems, how, you know, it's a filter on your air conditioner is like a COVID vaccine for your house, that kind of thing. That really bothers me. And when I hear people say, oh, you can drink from any tap in the house, you can filter a whole house. Well, if it didn't go through any pipes, it would be fine. But I know what plumbing pipes look like. I've seen them cut up out of old homes. I've also seen them put in new homes and what they look like coming right out of the Morrison Supply. I mean, they try to get them clean. They're new pipes, but they still, you stick your finger in there and rub it around and see the junk on your finger. It's through the whole manufacturing process. They're not super clean. They're not disinfected like hospital pipes are. So I just, and I've seen the inside of old, you know, 6-year-old water heaters. Oh, goodness. Some of that stuff will kill you. So be careful. Don't recontaminate the water. And it does irritate me sometimes. All right, we're going to move on. I know when you have an electrical problem, it's something that a lot of people, they know they have something. Something's not right. Lights dimming. Breakers tripping once in a while. And it could be something as simple as you need a new vacuum cleaner. Because every time you run it, after about 20 minutes, the breakers start tripping. You want to blame, oh, the whole house. I don't know. It could be, but chances are it might be you just need a new vacuum cleaner. They're starting to short out. The motor's doing bad. But as far as that goes, having an electrician when you need one, call one. Call Will, Gary, anybody from Right Touch Electrical. Let them come out and fix it. Electrical problems happen, and you want a good quality electrician to come out and fix it so it's safe. So it's going to work for you. Now, some of you have very specific needs. You're bringing in new equipment, computers, radio equipment like I do in my house. You have to have things wired. You have to have special dedicated circuits. You want to make sure it's grounded. You want to make sure it's protected from all kinds of power surges and stuff. You live in old neighborhoods. The lines are going down. You have a generator that the switching unit's not working. A lot of different things. So you want an electrician. You don't call a handyman. You don't go and find a guy that installs appliances. That's a different skill set. You hire an electrician, a licensed electrician. So call Right Touch Electrical. A lot of electricians don't do service work. Some companies do. Most electricians don't. They get into industrial maintenance programs. They do different things, facilities management, commercial. But if you need someone just to do service work on your home, a good service-trained crew, that means they're polite, they're clean, they're coming in and they're doing the work, and they're not blowing smoke up a hole in your body. That's what you want. And that's what the guys are at Right Touch Electrical. You're going to find the nicest people in the world. They're all licensed electricians. So if you need an electrician, call Right Touch Electrical. Right Touch Electrical was started by a couple of guys who came up with this idea, and I don't know if this is good or bad. I really don't. But came up with an idea, I think, while they were just got out of church and said, you know, we need to. And it just kind of grew from that, and they're doing wonderful. And all they do is help people. What's wrong with helping people and doing a certain skill, a certain service for people? And so you can feel comfortable whether it's your mother calling or you're calling or you're telling your kids, hey, just call them. I'm not here in town, and let them fix the house or fix your house. It's Right Touch Electrical, and I have a whole slew of certified home show pros just as nice and just as conscientious about taking care of you, and they're all on the same page, and if they weren't, I wouldn't tell you about them. That's just the way I am. I don't sell you cars, and I don't get you weight loss stuff. I only talk about what I know about, and that's the construction industry and the people in it. Right Touch Electrical. Give them a call. Find out more about all of our certified home show pros that are there for you at homeshowradio.com.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Call me and we will talk. 281-496-5711. Let's talk to Leslie. Leslie, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. My daughter and her husband bought an older patio home and at early, you know, kind of 2020. And it has electric, it's flat top. And it has electric heat instead of gas, and they had a really hard time heating their house last winter. So So I was just wondering if you had any tips as far as insulation. I know you can't put like you can't put a radiant barrier on a flat top roof, but I was
and that's
just
not going to help them in the heating season anyway. So that's something that wouldn't help them. But I've got to ask you something. How long have they been in this place?
2 years.
Okay. Have they ever had someone come and look at the heater to make sure all the heating elements, none of them are burned out?
Well, they got a new, I guess it's a heat or a pump. You know,
oh, it got a heat pump. That's why they're having trouble. Do they have a backup heat system, a booster heat on the heat pump? Because that's what they're supposed to have.
Oh, I don't know. I could ask.
Yeah, because a heat pump will only heat a home to about 30. I mean, there's some different ones, but I'm just giving you some average. About 30 degrees. Once it gets to be about 30 degrees outside, a heat pump won't work, especially if they haven't had the heat on all day long. A heat pump only works. That's why I don't use them. I don't use heat pumps in people's homes. I never have. It only works if you keep it heated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when the weather starts to get cool like it does today, you keep the heater on just about the whole winter. And then when it gets down into the 20s, it's not going to perform. It can't find any more heat outside to heat the house. And that's why it should go to an electric backup booster. And so I have a feeling it's not the heater itself, and I think it would probably work for them, but I think they need someone come out and show them how to use it either properly or double-check to make sure their backup booster heat, either they know how to work it or make sure it's coming on. It might not be coming on.
Okay. All right. I will pass that information along.
Yeah, Absolute Comfort Air. Have them come out and check it, and then ask them why when it gets really cold out they're not staying hot, because here's the whole idea. When you have an air conditioning system in Houston set up for a certain size home, I don't know how many square feet, let's say they have a 3-ton unit for a 1500 square foot home, you have more heat than you'll ever need, because it just automatically comes with a central AC. That's why they call them central AC and heats. And so people complain that our houses get too hot too quick and it dries your nostrils out and everything gets uncomfortable, because we have more heat than we ever need. And so if they have the right air conditioning system and they're comfortable in August with the air conditioner, I know they have enough heat capacity in that home. I don't think it's either being used right, or there might be something wrong to where that backup booster on the heat pump is not coming on.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And it's a good call, actually. This is the right time of year for that. If you do have a heat pump system and it's not performing well for you, it might be the operator or it could be the backup. A lot of people, what we do is we decide, okay, we're going to go to work, we're going to turn the heat off, let the house get cold, nobody cares. When we come home, we want to heat up the house quickly. Heat pumps don't do that. What a heat pump does is it finds heat outside. It's an air conditioning system with a reversing valve. And so what an air conditioner does in the summertime, it takes the heat from inside the house and pumps it to the outside. Well, a heat pump takes whatever heat it can find outside and pumps it to the inside. And as the temperature drops, especially at night, it's finding less and less heat. So it also has the heat inside the home that it regenerates too. And if you don't have that initial regeneration and you're trying to heat the house quickly, a heat pump will not work. I'd never put heat pumps in homes. Now, today the heat pumps are much more user-friendly than they were 30 years ago when they first came out. And that way, you know, I don't know if you remember, we had the light company, HL&P, and we had all-electric neighborhoods coming through. Heat pumps were the only thing to get that credit that you could get in these neighborhoods. And everybody complained when it got cold, it didn't work, and I go on and on. But today the heat pumps are better, but they still have that backup unit too. And a lot of people think they can come home, turn the heat on, and in 20 minutes the house is nice and warm. A heat pump won't do that, so they get very aggravated at it. And these are air-to-air heat pumps, and that's what they're used in Houston. It's not the groundwater heat pump systems. So without getting boring anymore, if you have a heat pump, better learn how to use it, or if you don't, stay with the backup heat. Just bypass it and just go to backup only. And learn how to do that if you don't know how, and how your system's set up. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of different systems out there. But find out more about it. But don't expect to come home and heat your house up in 20 minutes. A heat pump, just usually if it's really cold out at night, won't do that. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we're going to go to Nancy. But first, I want to tell you about when you do lose your power and nobody has heat. Well, you say, oh, I have heat. I don't need power. I've got natural gas heat. No, something's got to turn the system on, and the fan's got to run and blow the air around. You still have to have electricity. And a lot of people got stuck in last February when we had that very bad freeze. I doubt we're going to get one that bad again. That was very unusual, and I've lived here for 35 years in Houston, and on this earth 64, 63 years now, in my 64th year now. And you know what? I've never seen anything like it, so it's going to be unusual. I remember in 1977, I was living in Coconut Grove, Florida, right outside of Miami, and we had snow, and nobody had a coat. So for about 4 years after, everybody goes, oh, my God, we got to get coats. We're going to prepare for the snow. Those coats are still sitting in somebody's closet. It never snowed again. It might have, but I remember 1977. It was an anomaly. It was very odd, and nobody had heat. I didn't have heat in my apartment. It's supposed to have heat. It just didn't work. Nobody even cared until that one day. But the fact of the matter is you have to have electricity to suffer through any of these cold fronts or heat waves or hurricanes or whatever. And the best way to do it is have your own generator. There you go. KISS generators. They can make sure that no matter what the world brings you, you can have electricity right there at your home. I have one, a Kohler generator, and I tell you, it was hard writing the check and spending all that money, but pow, I'll tell you what, even the maintenance every year, it's worth every penny. There's no buyer remorse. It's just, you know, you get buyer remorse with a lot of stuff you think you want, and then you get it, and you go, oh my goodness, I spent all that money. I don't even hardly use the thing. That could be a lot of different things. But with a generator, when it does get used and you don't use it a lot, man, are you one happy person. And Bert over at KISS Generators, he's going to make sure you stay happy because they have a maintenance program, because these things need to be maintained, just like a car. It has oil. It's got gas. It has a fuel system. It has a battery, so it starts up. It's got a starter. It's got a oil filter, and some of them have radiators, and it depends how big you need and what you get, but you are going to have the power you need to stay comfortable. In my case, last February, my heating system stayed on. It ran both heating systems, and they're central heats. Now, they're natural gas, but as far as the fan motors and the house staying warm, no problem. There was never, ever a downtime of more than about 6 seconds, and where you held your breath and went, and then the generator would start right up, and it ran for a full week. And it really didn't cost that much to run. It was just heating and on some lights and my pool pump. My pool stayed nice and clean and never froze any pipes. That's what it's all about when it comes with a generator. It's emergency backup energy, and that's what you need sometimes. So if you're thinking about it, don't say, I'll wait till hurricane season. That'd be a great Christmas present you buy right now for your home, or maybe a good plus a tax benefit on your business if it's necessary for your business. Call Bert, let me get the name right, at KISS Generators. I got all excited about the generators for a commercial building. Call KISS Generators, talk to Bert, talk to any of his people, and set it all up. And if you have a generator and you don't even know if it runs, call Bert. They will make sure it's running just in case the power goes out and it's either really cold, really hot, or very windy, or you can't have all, but you get some of them during a hurricane. But you'll always be ready with your Kohler generator from KISS Generators.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan. I've got the moves, like
a girl. 281-496-5711. Call me, we'll talk. Let's talk to Nancy. Nancy, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Since my husband's passed, I've noticed that our gutters keep getting filled up. Is there anything to put over them, or what's a good option other than climbing up the ladder all the time?
I don't want you climbing up the ladder at all. I don't climb up ladders at all either.
Okay.
I want you to have the little screen mesh put on top of your gutters. You can call Custom Gutters, and if you need their phone number, I can give it to you, but let them go ahead and take care of that. They'll clean them out. They'll reseal the inside to get them all nice and clean and wonderful, and then they'll put their leaf system on top. Depending what kind of leaves you have, they have several different systems. They'll show them to you, but you won't have to do that ever again. I don't want you to.
Okay, good. You got the number for me?
I do. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, the name of the company is Custom Gutters.
Okay.
And the phone number is 281-599-599.
Yes.
0599.
So 599-0599.
That's it.
Great. Anybody particular to talk to over there? Or just
no, maybe? Jimmy's the owner. You'll probably meet him, but it's a family run. Jimmy and Joni and the rest of the crews, they're all really nice people. They just and I just had the front of my house redone and had it done at my house, too, because I'm not climbing up those ladders anymore.
Okay. Well, I'd rather not do that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye. No, I listened to Judge Judy. Judge Judy was on TV once, and you know, I'm still pretty active. I can do a lot of things. I'm do a lot of stuff, actually. But ladders, if you fall and you break a hip, you break a knee, you break your ankle, you can fall off the second rung of a ladder. And I've fallen a couple times when I was really young. And so you just get to a point where you just don't want to go through all that. You know, when you're young, you think, who cares? So I get to sit around for a year and drink beer while I heal, and I'll get workman's comp. Be great. When you get in your 60s, you could be just as tough as you were, you know, especially mentally even tougher. But you know what? I don't want to sit around for a year. How many years do I have left? I got things to do. So I have a whole different outlook about I don't want to do anything that's going to set me back right now because I don't have setback time. I always tell everybody I just lost 45 pounds and getting all in good shape and feeling great, feel fantastic and off all medication. I mean, blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is because there's no more time for do-overs when you get up in age. So be careful. You can do little things like have somebody put something on your gutters. It's something you can cross off your list saying, listen, if I'm going to risk it, I'd rather, you know, risk it doing something really exciting, like I still ride motorcycles and stuff. I like that. In fact, I'm looking at a new one for down in Brownsville. I just saw one the other day. I think I'm going to pick it up when I get back after this trip. Just because, you know, you never know when you want to just zip around town. That's okay. I'll take that chance, but not on a ladder. It's just not worth it. I've been on a ladder enough. If I'm going to bust something, it's going to be worth it. All right. Maybe salsa dancing. I have no idea. I know I won't do yoga because I'll break everything trying to do yoga. I've tried that. That doesn't just – I am not flexible enough for that. But you do what you guys want to do, but custom gutters can stop that one for good. And you don't have to get into changing all your gutters and stuff. They'll use your same gutters. They've got a bunch of different options. They're not just one thing they sell that they're a franchisee of. Jimmy's been in the gutter business forever. All right, call me 281-496-5711. Frank, you're next, but I got to catch up on the clock a little bit, so we're going to take a quick break set. This is a short one, by the way. Houston for lease. Bruce Lessie is a friend of mine who can be a friend of yours. Bruce Lessie at Houston for Lease, he can be your property manager. A lot of you, right now, the trend across the country is people are renting. They're not buying, but they're renting. And they're renting homes. You know, it's not like you have an apartment complex and they're renting one bedrooms and two bedrooms when you're young. We all have done that. I've got a two-bedroom rental down in Brownsville where I'm temporarily now 2.5 years back and forth doing a job that hopefully will get completed, I'd say, in another 18 to 24 months where I'll feel comfortable about saying I've done what I'm supposed to do. So I'm going to have a little more time down there. Maybe longer. We'll see. It depends how life, what life brings you. But I'm enjoying it right now, and I like to do things I enjoy, and that is training the workforce. But, you know, somebody's got to manage these properties. Somebody's got to make sure that everything's working. Somebody's got to make sure the renters are paying their rent. Somebody's got to make sure that the properties are being maintained. Somebody's got to be your eyes and ears and take care of all the headaches, the 2 o'clock in the morning calls, collecting your rent, making sure the houses aren't being torn up, making sure that, you know, you didn't want pets. They don't have pets. You didn't want 21 families living in one house. You don't want that. You just want good quality people, and you can get them. I know because I'm a good quality renter. My landlord didn't raise my rent this year because, Tom, you're the most consistent, most you keep it clean, you take care of the place. You know, I just love having you here. And so I said, thank you, Estella. Thank you for not raising my rent. I got a great deal, and I'm going to keep it, and I'm going to keep my landlord very happy. She's a very nice lady. And I was painting her back door the other day, mainly because I was bored. But, you know, I get bored, I do something constructive. And so she's really appreciative about that. So there's a lot of people like me out there that would love to rent your home, and we'll take care of it too, because we treat it as our own. So that's what Bruce Lessie is all about. He's going to find people like me to live in your home and take care of it. And then you, here's where you come in. Now it's all about you. You get a check every month, and you have income coming to you every month from a piece of property that you probably bought maybe 25, 30 years ago, and you thought, well, I'll just sell it and take the fast cash now. You can do that, but it's best if you have for the next 5 years income coming in. And then when you decide, you know what, I'm at a point now where I don't need that income anymore, and I'll wait for you to say that, I don't need that income anymore, then you can go ahead and sell it because you want to take all the cash out of it. And you still win, and you have all that money that you got before you still took the cash out of it, because it's not going to go down in value. Somebody's still going to want to buy it. And you took care of it, and you made money from it. How about that? With a call to Houston for Lease, a business of your own with Bruce Lessie. Call them, talk to them, visit everybody we talk about here at homeshowradio.com. Website is free. We don't charge you anything. And see if it's for you. If it is, you'll have the best guy in town taking care of your property. And in a way, he's your business partner, so to speak. He gets paid a little bit. You get paid some. And the property is yours. And it's just a win-win for everybody. And you don't have to deal with anything except counting your money at the end of every month or the beginning of every month, however it's set up. That's Bruce Lessie at Houston for Lease.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Frank. Frank, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, I just left Door Clearance Center. I'm looking to replace my two front double doors and a rear entry door.
Okay.
And I was looking at the fiberglass and the steel, and it seemed like they had one fiberglass door that was painted brown, and it looked really just like wood. So it looks like there's a grain on the fiberglass, but not on the steel.
True. Yes.
I mean,
steel doors don't have grains.
I couldn't tell it wasn't wood.
No, and you know what? I have a fiberglass door in my front of my house. I've had it for 25 years, and what you can do is I have a sick and stain on there now. We just sanded it down. It has a grain. The grain is put into the pattern of the fiberglass, and you can use gel coat stains and stain it like wood. It'll look just like wood of any color. It'll look like a red maple. It can look like a mahogany. You can make it look like a light oak. Yeah, it looked just like wood. It just does. Now, steel doesn't, although if you get somebody really good, my father used to do this in Model A Fords, there's a way to make metal look like wood, but it won't have the grain texture. It'll only have a grain pattern. But that's for the more artistic people who really want to do something with a metal door. But metal doors usually are very smooth, and they're meant to be painted. And the fiberglass doors are meant to be either stained to look like wood, or they can be a light paint and still have that wood texture. Most of them are not real smooth. They will be textured, although you can find some that have a smooth finish on there. It's just the way they're made.
Okay, and then just one last question. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I assume I could buy the doors, and that's something that Rudy could install.
Oh, yeah, Rudy did my front door, and he can install yours. He didn't install my door, but he did finish it. They just did a great job finishing the door. And it looks like a light, I don't know, mine's kind of like a light oak. But as far as that goes, yeah, you can have Rudy do it, no problem at all. And he definitely knows how to stain fiberglass doors, because it depends what look you want. And if you're looking for a wood look, then the fiberglass doors, to me, especially on an entry door, is the best way to go. They don't swell, they don't shrink, they don't break. Most of them have a panel look to them, so the panels don't split and shrink and swell into the door styles. So it just holds up a lot better, and you can shave them and trim them and fit them in the openings, and they're easy to work with.
And the trim on the inside of both doors, does that typically come off and they reinstall that, or does it just depend on the job?
Well, it depends. You can take it off and reinstall it. That's called the door casing is the name of it.
Door casing.
And it goes on the inside and the outside. Or if you're putting in a new door and you want it to be stained to match the fiberglass, you might end up just buying new door casing, maybe even a different profile to make it look more like the door and all match, and they can stain that to match too. It's not a big deal to change the door casing because it's pretty inexpensive. It's not like a ton of wood. It's just some trim. It's like baseboard and things like that. It's if you really want it looking sharp, sometimes it's best to just buy new stuff.
Okay. And, hey, hang on to your Bronco. I saw one of the new ones, and they look real dinky.
They are dinky. I don't know if I'd make a little quick joke here. They made the Bronco Sport. I don't know if when I was a kid, they had the Bronco 2, and that's what all the people wanted in high school, and they were just falling apart on everybody. The real size, the big ones, you can't get your hands on hardly yet, but they're like $100,000, so I'm keeping my Bronco for a long time. It's still Broncoing all over the place.
All right. Well, thanks, as always. You the man.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Frank. Yeah, the Bronco 2 didn't work. It was a clinky little thing. All the kids in high school wanted them. The girls and the guys, they were just cute little cars that you could party in. And they had this little window that rolled over the top. And that's what they did to the Bronco Sport. It's just a little tiny Bronco 2 again. Now, the big ones, you can't even get a hardtop. They haven't even started manufacturing or designed how the hardtop's going to go on, which I find very odd. But they're trying to pre-sell them. And I'm sure they're really cool, and they're trying to compete with Jeep, and Jeep's in there. I don't know why I'm talking about cars here. I'm going to move on. All right, Ben, hold on. Carrie, hold on. I'm just a car guy on the hobby side. Absolute Comfort Air is a company you need to call if your furnace is not working. If it's not working right, we had one lady call about her daughter, and they've been in the house now a couple of years, and they're not happy with the way it's heating. It's a heat pump system. This is when you call Absolute Comfort Air because something's not right. And it's not something that you can just figure out. Sometimes you should always have your heating system checked. I've had mine checked. It's working great. You just want to be able to turn it on. I always like to say, I'm going to take the chill out of the house. I'll turn it on for like 30 minutes. I have gas furnaces. And it warms the house up nice. And I turn it off. I don't like a lot of heat. It makes me feel uncomfortable. And now that the kids are gone and everything, I can pretty much do what I want to do with that. So. And then I use my little gas log fireplace when I'm sitting out there in the living room watching my television show, as we do when we're old people. But you know, you have to have that, you have to rely on it, because sometimes you just need to take the chill out of the house. And then sometimes, like last February, you need to take a lot of chill out of the house all day and all night. So you always want to rely on it. It's not a big expense to have it checked. There's not a lot of moving parts to it. Usually they'll come out clean. You want to make sure it's not a fire hazard. That's the number one problem. People talk about carbon monoxide and different things, but our fireplaces here, excuse me, our furnaces here, they have an issue with fires if they're old and they have cracks and breaks in them. That's the big thing, is you just burn your house down, and you don't want that. So a quick check. Then the other thing is you haven't used it in so long that when you turn it on, it just doesn't work. Maybe the igniters aren't working or something. It's not flaming up right. You got to make sure it's working, and you get to burn all the, you know, just clean it up a little bit, burn all the dust off it and stuff. That's what Absolute Comfort Air will do with a furnace check. And if it doesn't work, they'll tell you, hey, we need to replace the board, the computer board, or the, you know, who knows what, the igniter, something, or you had a bad gas valve that was all dirty. Whatever the case may be, you want to make sure it's working, because there are going to be times when you're going to really rely on it. Not a lot, thank goodness. That's why we live down in Houston, but still. It's something you want. In the worst case scenario, you don't want to burn your house down. Absolute Comfort Air. Or you know what the other thing is it doesn't work. And so you decide to heat your house using the stovetop and some plug-in space heaters with extension cords running all over the carpets next to the draperies and all this, and all of a sudden your house burns down too. So you want to rely on it, make sure it's working and it's safe. Absolute Comfort Air. Give them a call. And while they're out and you haven't had it in a while, if it's not a really cold day out, because usually don't wait till it gets super cold, because if you do, you're just not going to, it's going to be hard for them to get to you, even call you back on a timely manner, because everybody calls the same day. Then what you do is you get your air conditioning system checked too, and you kill two birds with one stone, whoever came up with that one. Whoever kills birds with a stone. Absolute Comfort Air.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Door Clearance Center. Any door, any size. If it hangs on a hinge, you'll find it for less at the Door Clearance Center. Cutting edge tile removal. Certified dust-free tile removal with no messy cleanup. Trifection Kitchen and Bath. Bringing together form, function, and fit in every project.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Ben. Ben, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. I just had a question for you. I bought a house probably about 5 months ago, first house, and we're just kind of slowly renovating and making everything the way we want it. Before there was renters in it, so they didn't necessarily take bad care of it, but they didn't put in the, you know, tender love and care that we are wanting to.
Yeah.
On our fireplace, we have a gas fireplace, you know, with the insert and everything, and we have not touched it since we moved in because we didn't need to. But now, obviously, with it getting cold, I want to, you know, start using it, especially on the holidays and everything. But I didn't know if there was someone who I could come have take a look at this, I guess. I don't, or if it's something I could do. I just want to make sure that it's running properly.
I want you to have the whole thing checked. One time, just get it all checked. I was using mine last night. It was wonderful. I had gas logs. As far as that goes, call Lord's Chimney. They're chimney sweeps. Let them make sure it's all safe and good, and just you want to be able to turn it on and enjoy it and just like it. So, yes, definitely have them come out and look at it.
Okay, and I had one other question if you have time.
Sure.
With that fireplace, you know, the inside of it's just some of it's covered in soot, some of it's, you know, different colors and all that. And I think I heard you once before mention, I guess there's like a fire retardant, maybe paint or spray paint I can put in there to just make it look.
Well, if a lot of people just use the black barbecue spray paint that you buy, you know, the heat resistant stuff people use on barbecues, and just spray the inside once in a while because it gets to get, like you say, it gets all different colors and stuff, and just to keep it black inside. So, yeah, even Lord's Chimney might do that for you when they're in there, but have them check it before you paint it. I want them to get a visual and make sure you don't have any fire clay or anything that needs to be replaced. I'm not sure what kind of fireplace it is, but they'll go through it. Let them see how it is now. And then after it's done, yeah, there's no problem with painting it with that. And if you use it a lot, you'll have to do it every few years just to make it look clean again.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Yeah, definitely. That's for everybody out there. Use your fireplace. It's nice. If you burn wood, if you want to set up a gas log system in there, if you already have gas logs, they're old, they don't look good. You want some new ones, make sure the flue's nice and clean. The damper is open. I have mine locked open. I keep it open 12 months out of the year because I don't want to go stick my head in there every time I use my fireplace to make sure it's open. So I have locks put on there where it stays open, and that way I just turn my gas logs on. I do have a glass front on the front, so in the summertime it closes off kind of tight, and that way that's my energy efficiency thing, but there's different things you can do with it. Carrie, hang loose. We're going to get right to you. But first off, I want to talk about glass. And if you break it, who to call? And I call Glass Doctor. Glass Doctor is a company that takes care of broken glass. I know. Just broken glass. Whether you have a business and you have rioters come through. You might as well stick with the news of the day, right? Or you have children who like to play baseball. Even when baseball season's over and all of a sudden you're finding their baseball on the floor of your living room. And it started outside in the backyard. Sometimes it happens. It's just one of those days. That's life. And then you call Glass Doctor. How to find out who to call? Well, you go to homeshowradio.com because there are three locations in town, so you want to get to the one nearest you. Or you can just find their number and call them. But it's Glass Doctor, and they take care of windows, windshields on your car. You want a Bronco windshield, they can order one and get one for you. I had mine replaced not too long ago. You want some glass shower doors replaced with new, beautiful, frameless glass. You're doing a shower remodel. They can do all kinds of beautiful stuff. We've done some videos on some of their beautiful work. Then you want to think out of the box. We just did a video, I think it's the one up right now, where they did a security fence around a swimming pool out of glass. So you can do handrails and stuff out of tempered glass. It's perfectly legal, and it works great. And it doesn't distort the view or distort the beauty of what's around you, but it works. Try to climb a piece of glass when you're 3 years old. It's not that easy, and the kids won't get hurt. So anyway, there's all kinds of different ways you can use glass. But you need to make sure you're using it properly and you're using it safely because it can be dangerous. And that's when you call Glass Doctor. When your window breaks, don't call a window replacement company. Call Glass Doctor.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together with Danny Milligan.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
What do y'all recommend as a weed killer?
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.